sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it.
To see my seed.
To do what?
To eat what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
For grace,
for what else?
For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working.
Good morning. How many of you all can prophesy this morning and say he's leaning in my direction? How many of you can do what the songwriter says and decree and declare that he is leaning in your direction? Listen, we must. It is a mandate that we start using our voices, our mouths, as a weapon, as a tool to prophesy over ourselves, to command our morning, to decree and declare the things of the Lord. So that say this morning, stop what you're doing right now and decree and declare that it is your season and that God is leaning in your direction. That favor is coming your way. That situation that you felt was too hard to move, that God right now, in the name of Jesus, is moving it because you're speaking to your mountain, because you have the faith of God. You believe in God and not your own ability. Say it right now. I decree and declare that God is leaning in my direction. But when you say it, you need to mean it. Don't just say it because you want to hear yourself. Say it because you want a movement to take place. Say it because you're activating your faith in God himself who can move the mountain. Say it because you're trusting and believing that he wants greater and better for you. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'm going to sit and do it myself because I want everything that God has for me. We know that God has a good plan for our lives, and I want what he has for me. So I need to prophesy to myself this morning. I need to decree and declare that God will move the things that I can't move out of my way. I need to decree and declare that whatever I have sown, that God will allow it to manifest and it be good fruit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a seed in the ground. What type of seed did you put in the ground this morning? I'm going to just leave that right there, and you ask yourself that. But just know that the songwriter said it is leaning, and he is leaning in your direction. Believe that no matter where you're at on this earth, because God is not a respecter of person. He will, what he will do for me, he will do for you. If you are connected to the vine, ask yourself, are you connected to the vine? Where's your personal relationship with God? Ask yourself that and watch what happens to you. Good morning again. Good morning. We are so grateful and thankful that you once again came to joining us at our executive meeting where we put God first. He is our number one priority. We don't second guess it. We don't third guess it. He is our number one priority. And we must thank God for the opportunity. Thank God for the people, the founders of this platform. And thank them for continuing to be obedient and do the will of God. So we thank you this morning for that, Father. We thank you for your continuous love. We thank you, Father, for you continuing to allow us to break the bread of life with your people, Father God. We just thank you on this morning. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just give God all the praise this morning. I just thank him. Hallelujah. Mother Jackson, if you're on this morning, come on and give us one of your power-packed prayers.
Good morning to each and every one of you. I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and to Apostle Temple Spencer, and to the First Lady, Leticia Spencer, and to you, Evangelist. To Amita and to Mr. Sweeter. Father God, in the name of you, so we just thank you just for another day. We thank you, Lord, for breathing down on us, God, awaken us today for one more day, huh? That let your perfect will be done. God, not our will, but let your perfect will be done. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you how you shut us all day long and all night, Lord. We thank you even for the activities in our bodies in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, going on in our bodies, Lord, let us continue to praise you and to magnify your name, because you are so worthy, better of our faith, so worthy to be praised. God, we thank you on this blessed day, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, I lift up every child, every woman, every man in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, keep them safe, shield, and protected in the name of Jesus. But most of all, God, continue to draw them near to you, God. Let them continue to call on the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, it is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah this morning, God. I have to say hallelujah, God, because you are worthy. Another motion today. I say you're worthy, Lord, this morning. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. How you just kept us out of the most when we wanted to do things, we wanted to do, God, but you still didn't give up on us, God. You still held on to us, God. So we say thank you this morning, God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus this on high. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord. I ask you to touch each and every one that is tuned in this morning in the name of Jesus. No matter what is going on, God, but you have the power to touch In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the food that you put on our table, God. Don't let us take it granted, God, like we did it all. God, it wasn't none of us, but it was all of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to be grateful, and continue to call on the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. We thank you this morning, God. God, we thank you for your joy, your peace in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you be a mind regulator for all of us, God, and a heart fixer in the name of Jesus, God. Heal our heart, God, that hatred cannot even penetrate in our heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to love one another as you have loved us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, bow down on us, God. Bow down on us, God. We need you, Lord. Yeah, come down on us, and we can't do without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, even our daily walk, God, Sunday after, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, come down on us, God, that we can say, Lord, it's good. God is good all the time. We just thank you this morning, God. These things, God, this morning, I cry out, hey, in the name of the Father and the Son and the precious Holy Ghost, God. Have your way, Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We thank you, Mother Jackson said something so powerful. She said, we need you, Lord. And I'm here to tell you that I do need you, Father God. It's not a time that we nobody on this line, even if you try to sit and fool yourself, that you do not need the Lord. We need him in every aspect of our life, every walk, every time we talk, every time we breathe, we need him. And I was listening to the song in the background. It says, great is thy faithfulness. And God's the mercy, he's talking about the songwriter is talking about the mercy. And you know what? One thing about it I can sit and say, that God grants us new mercies every single morning. You know, every time we get on here, we're always talking about his mercy. And that is how faithful he is. Can we talk about that today? Can we talk about how faithful God is to us, that he grants us new mercies every morning? We have to thank God for his great and abundant mercies. His mercies are new every morning. Surely, we all live miserable lives, or we have lived miserable lives. We've been defeated. We've been wretched. We've been separated from his presence at our own admission, at our own self-inflicted situation. But if it wasn't for his compassion, hear what I'm saying. If it wasn't for his compassion and his forgiveness, where would we be? Where would we be? See, that's where those new mercies come in. Yeah, we sinners. Yeah, we fall short of his glory. Yeah, we know all of that. But our Father is so faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is so faithful that he, as we spoke on yesterday, forgiveness and not staying in the same place and moving on and letting things go, let the past be the past, and even forgiving yourself. See, all of that comes with the new mercies that he gives us every day. What you did not get over yesterday, when God wakes us up every morning in his faithfulness, let's not forget that. His faithfulness. He is so faithful that he continues over and over, day after day, until he decides that it will be no more. It's not our decision. That's why it is so important for us to take advantages of the privileges of the things that God gives us. He does not have to. We can go back to the old. We know he would open up the earth and let thousands of people die at a time because of their disobedience, because of their lack of, because of them having other gods before him, worshiping other gods. We know all of that. Even in today's day, we still sit and do things that we're not supposed to do, but his new mercy, he's so faithful that he does not want us to be in a place where we are left behind. Trust and believe, it's a narrow way to get in. And even the saved, people that are saved, it's still going to be hard for us to get in. But why would we not continue to try? Why would we not continue to be blessed? It's a blessing. The new mercy is a blessing. Why would we not engage in it? Why won't we sit and get into a place where we really recognize who God is? Where we recognize how faithful he is. Forget about all the big things. Forget about the big things. The number one thing is that you have life. You have life no matter what your circumstances is, what your situation is. You have life. You are given another opportunity to speak to your mountains. You're given another opportunity to decree and declare the things of God. And the word says once you declare a thing, it is established. He's giving you an opportunity to establish something. So for those of us that are unstructured or non-structured, whatever the word is, he's given us an opportunity to get our affairs in order. And who, what is our affairs? It's us. Number one thing, and that's what comes with his new mercies. And we need to understand that. We need to understand what God is establishing in our life, but we can't understand it because we get caught up into so many different things. Saints, I'm telling you right now, clear your baggage out. Clear. Ask God to deliver you, to move some things that you cannot get to, so you can understand and see the things that he is doing, how faithful he is to us, how he just does not. The word says that he would never leave us nor forsake us. The new mercies come with that, never leaving you nor forsaking you. The new mercies come with where you are able, you are in a place where you can come to true repentance and ask God to move on, to for forgiveness so you can move on. It was an analogy one time I used about the quicksand. Don't allow the quicksand. Apostle said when you in the quicksand, it's something I didn't know. If you move a certain way, it continues to pull you down. Well, it's time for you to use the new mercies that God gives you every day to get yourself out of that situation. You may be in a place where you need healing. That's where your new mercies come in. See, he is so faithful. All we need to do is to be in a place to act. You need to act. You need to believe that these different things. You need to meditate on his word and realize how willing. See, we get caught up into I'm not good enough or get caught up into that self-condemnation. But see, one thing about God that I have just learned in the last 72 hours, that he is so forgiving. We don't forgive ourselves. God forgives us. When we get into a place of true repentance, he forgives us. He doesn't sit and hold things over our head. He does not continue to beat us down. He forgives us, and we are to get up and move on. We are to get up and move on day after day after day, striving to make a difference in our life, striving to get out of the situation that we're in. That's where those new mercies come into place. Those new mercies give you an opportunity to change things around. The new mercies give you an opportunity to break every chain that's holding on to you. The new mercies give you an opportunity to let you know that even though you're being slayed, you can still keep it moving because you have your Father. I have a Father that's walking with you, that's even going new mercies. Open your eyes. Ask God to renew your mind. Create in you a clean heart. Stop harboring old feelings, old things. I'm telling you right now, I'm light as a, I can use Muhammad Ali. I'm floating like a bumblebee. Let me tell you all something. A lot of times we have to activate things. A lot of times we holding on when God is sitting and saying, we just went over this. I'm knocking at the door. Open the door so I can show you how to get rid of these things. So I can show you that you don't have to be where you need to be. This is why every day I grant you new mercies. It's not what I'm saying. It's in the Bible. It's in Lamentations 3:22-23. It's there. You, I, need to activate it as I keep saying it. Minister Shakita, if you're on the line, come on in and let's talk about this topic.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, evangelist, and good morning, saints. Yes, when I heard the word for the day, it took me instantly to Job 22:27-28. And the verse read, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. 28 states, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy way. See, saints, in the word, it is established, just as Evangelist was saying, that once you decree a thing God to God and establish into heaven, it is already done. It is set in stone. You have to go and put forth, at that point, the footwork to allow the things to manifest into your life. The removal of the things that are not of God will allow you to be in a place to where you truly believe into your heart. You have to remove the negativity out of your mindset and out of your heart. You got to get rid of the old hurt and different things that block you from truly believing that God is doing what he's doing and his mercy is true and his word doesn't come back void. You have to understand that you have to get a relationship that is so, it's got to be like when you have a relationship with your bae. You know, when we get that relationship with bae, you have to get that relationship with God and know that what you're understanding, that what you're saying and what you're asking for, that and you stand on it once you ask for it and you decreeing it into heavens, you know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do because his word doesn't come back void. We got to understand that. It's not in our mindset, it's not in our time set for the things that we want and for the things to see to come fruition. We just have to stay in alignment. And once all we have to do to stay in alignment is to be in pure of heart and continue to seek his face, pray and fast and subject yourself unto the things of God and keep yourself away from the ungodly things that this world may subject you to. You just have to keep yourself on the straight and narrow path of God. And it's not a hard task once you remove self out of the way. I learned that for myself. Once I removed myself and I kept trying to put reason with me, with why I or why God had me to be a certain way or God had certain things going on in my life, I understood that once I stopped thinking for and let God and let ask God first before I thought or before I moved, things went easier. Things were a lot more pleasant for me. I had a lot more joy. I've gained a lot more peace in my life once I understand, once I stand on the word that the promises that God had for me in my life. And I continue to walk in it because his mercy endures forever and ever. He pours out countless blessings into our life. Wouldn't it be worthy of you to not to worship God, not to praise God, not to pray and not to fellowship and commune with people to seek the word and be in the presence of the Lord together? See, there's something that goes on in the world that We have a house. You live in the house. You know the house has a foundation. You know it has a house. And you know it has a roof. You know it has windows. You don't have, you don't know the architect or you don't know the builder of that house. But you know that that builder, that house is found, is sound, and is protecting you in that house. So we have to have the same mindset when it comes to God. God is something. He's the creator. He created the birds, the trees, the light, the sky, the moon, the oceans, the earth. There's nothing man can make. That's only something that God can make. How can you not believe and want to be in the presence of something so profound, so magnificent that can provide those things alone for you to have a life of peace, a life of joy, a life of no mind balance, a life of prosperity, of in many of ways. Prosperity is not just money. Prosperity has to do with a mindset. Prosperity has to do with a clean living. Prosperity has to do with addition, broken, all kind of prosperity. What is your prosperity that you're seeking? What is you're looking for from God? And what are you willing to let go to get it? It's the thing that God wants you to do. That's the thing, saints. What are you willing to let go for you to truly become blessed with God the way you deserve to be, the way God wants you to be, the way it says in the Bible that you are heir to his throne to be? What are you doing, saints, now that's blocking you? So I, every day, on a daily basis, I subject myself because I get my mind. The minute something try to seep in, I stop and I praise God. I praise his name. I call our Holy Ghost. I said, Jesus, because I don't want to have myself in a place to where I'm out of alignment with the Lord. My life is now in a steady place of being blessed. Of I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be in life, to where I was in turmoil. I was in drama. I was in chaos. I'm in peaceful state. I'm around people that's pouring into my life, that's giving me substance of things that's enriching my life, that's giving me things that's going to give me growth, that's taking me and my family to another place. That's what God wants for you in your life. God doesn't want you to be stagnant. He doesn't want you to be where you're sitting there in a turmoil mindset, stuck, knowing, thinking that's not going to happen. You stuck in this rut. You gonna be there your whole time. No, you have to change the mindset. You have to be the change in which you seek to be. And that's once you get there, you tap into that, you can commune with God. You can grow your relationship with God. And but before that happens, you have to clear those things of God out of the way. Build a relationship with him. Seek his face and understand that he gives mercy every day. He loves you more than you know. He more loves you more than you would accept if you understand that, if you get yourself out of the way. This is something that I learned the hard way, but I'm happy that I learned it so I wouldn't be stuck older age in the mindset of where I was thinking in a negative mindset, blocking the things in my life from coming to fruition, knocking people, being in a, having a mindset to where I couldn't allow other people that was meant to be in my life, that supposed to pour into my life and not supposed to pour into their life or be around them to be a blessing or be around them to even be an example or be around them to show them inspiration or be an inspiration around them, period. I was blocking myself because I was being nasty, mean, rude, vindictive. A lot of different things that I had inside of me that I had to clear out me before God put me in a place to where I am now, to where I understand that that wasn't right for me to be that way. I went back. I repented. I asked a lot of people for forgiveness. I told a lot of people that I was sorry because those ways was not of me anymore. To this day, a lot of people meet me like, "You, what? I'm not the same person that I used to be." And it's from God, and it's from getting a relationship with God, because you truly got to want what it is that you're asking for, but you got to take the necessary step also for it to come into fruition, for the manifestation to come into a blessing. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen, Minister Shakita. And one thing I want to add to that is that in order for myself, Minister Shakita, anybody to get there, when we meditate on God's mercy and truly realize how much he willingly forgives us, we can much more, it's easier for us to show mercy to others. And this was a part of the teaching that we have been going through. We spoke on forgiveness before. Good relationships, and I'm just learning this, saint, so I can talk about it today and truly mean it. When I tell you I'm free, so hear me this morning. Good relationships are impossible. We are generous with mercy and forgiveness. Being merciful simply means that we are good to those who do not deserve goodness. I'm going to say that again. Being merciful simply means that we are good to those who do not deserve goodness. We have received unmerited, unlimited blessings from God, and he expects us to give to others what we have received from him. Let the goodness of God, and I can say this morning, flow through you, because he has created you and he has blessed us. He has blessed us. I'm not just talking to me. I'm talking to a lot of people, because a lot of people got some things going on, but they have to be into a self-identified thing, like Minister Shakita was just talking about, like I spoke on yesterday, like the apostles spoke on yesterday, so we can become a blessing to others. Because this is where the new mercies come. In Luke 6:37, Jesus told us that we are to forgive our enemies and be kind, doing favors in such a way that people derive they receive benefit. The way we show ourselves to be like our Father. See, God forgives us all the time. So when we are in a place where we can forgive our enemies, then we taking on, can I get an amen there? We are taking on a characteristic of God that is amen. In heaven. He is merciful. He is kind. And he is good. He loves us. Understand what I'm saying. Even when we are in our mess, but his love even goes a little greater when we come up out of our mess. And even if we put our old self in our midst, does not mean that his love, his mercy, he still every single day gives us new mercy in our situation. But like Minister Chiquita says, when we truly repent, when we truly turn the things around, things start getting greater. That song that came on, you plant a seed in the ground. When you plant that, forget that forgiveness in the ground. Trust me, it start moving. It start moving in your direction. When you plant that seed, that love seed in the ground, it start moving in your direction. When you plant whatever seed that you put in the ground, when you plant that mercy seed, that's when the blessings start coming. When you are in a place where you can forgive your enemies and keep moving on, that falls up under new mercy. Because God's mercy is new every morning. And trust me, I'm glad, because I'm sure I use my allotted portion every single day. And I'm grateful for a new one, because I don't know what I might need on tomorrow. Desire for us. Hear what I'm saying. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God desires for us to have mercy, not sacrifice. He's not asking us. Jesus already paid the sacrifice. Jesus already died on the cross for our sacrifice. God wants us to admit our mistakes. Like we were taught accountability. He wants us to be accountable, to admit our own mistakes, repent, and receive forgiveness and the mercy that comes along with it. Whenever whenever people make mistakes against us and offend us, he wants us to grant them mercy. He don't ask us to require for them to give us a sacrifice. That's old. He wants us to be the bigger person, to grant them mercy and keep moving on. He's not telling us to stay there because, see, it's so much more in the life that God has already planned for us. But for years, over 40-something years, was stuck in the same quicksand, drowning. But thank God for new mercy. Thank God that he never allowed me to go completely under. Thank God that I have a heart where I can, and a mind, no matter how strong-headed, how bull-headed that I may be at sometimes, that I can hear his voice, no matter who it is that's talking to me, I can recognize his voice and straighten it up. I thank God for new mercy, because if I did not receive his new mercy, where would I be? I'd be dead and gone. I may be out there in the world doing something that I'm not supposed to be. But guess what? I'm striving to stay in his will no matter how hard it is, no matter what I got to go through. I'm willing to plant seeds where they will grow and lean into my direction so I can receive the favor of God. But if we cannot let go of the past, if we cannot forgive ourselves and forgive others, God give us new mercies every day. You stay stuck in the same place. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't like staying in captivity. I thank God that I'm a little lighter today. I'm a little lighter today because I received what God had to say to me. I receive what God was saying to me, and I understand that it all comes from the new mercies that he gives me, the new mercies where I can identify myself and stop blaming other people, the new mercies to sit and say, you was a victim 45 years ago. You're not a victim anymore. I've already rescued you. Hallelujah. I rescued you from that. Yeah, you might have went through the pain. Yeah, you might have went through the agony. Yeah, you might have been a defeated foe at times. Yeah, you might have been in a place where you contemplated suicide. Yeah, you might have been in a place where you felt like you wasn't loved. But I rescued you. I granted you new mercies. How? Every single day, I gave you an opportunity to lay it and to cast it down at my feet. And I granted you the new mercy that you needed. Come on, saints. I know I'm talking to somebody else. Listen, God loves us so much. His love is so unfailing. Understand what the new mercies mean. Understand that the things that you don't have to go through different things. You don't have to take yourself around the same mountain over and over. All you need to do is surrender it all to God. All you need to do is be that man in the mirror. All you need to do is say, Father, I can't do it by myself. I need an identification check, Father God. I need you to show me, Lord, what I can't see, instead of me continuing to be in a place of self-condemnation. Because one thing about God, he's not a person that places us into self-condemnation. I want to say this to you. One thing about God that I just learned, I'm being transparent this morning, y'all. I'm being transparent. He does not want us to be in a place for the people that hurt us, that harmed us, that may have done anything to us. He does not want us to make them feel guilty and pay for their errors, because as we were taught yesterday, they may not even know. They may not even recognize. They may not even understand. They may just be giving us the best that they have. And that's something that I was delivered from. I was delivered I can sit and tell you that I have been laying before the Lord. But all yesterday until I had to go to the doctor. And just so my faith, just thanking him, hallelujah, for his new mercy. This wasn't the subject this morning. The song, I recognize, I hear God's voice when he's speaking. I hear his voice. And then I spoke. Mother Jackson called me late last night because she couldn't get in touch with Apostle to apologize for not getting on the broadcast yesterday. And we ended the night in a powerful prayer. See, that, I mean, just knowing that God is with you, that God is not something. She would have called me 72 hours ago, and I would have said, okay, thank you. I let Apostle know. But no. See, what the Holy Spirit said is that this gives her an opportunity for new mercy. See, it wasn't the morning in the a.m., but see, we never know God's timing. See, his morning might have been last night, 10:30 in the night. That might have been God's morning when he granted the new mercies, gave her opportunity to decree and declare her healing. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? We have to be in a place where we can identify what God is saying, who he has put in our ears, who he has put in our circle to be the forerunner, to be the person that can sit and help you identify what you can't identify for yourself. And we have to grant people mercy. Just as we want God to grant us mercy, we have to grant different people mercy. Those that have hurt you, those that have lied on you, those who have talked about you. And I could not understand so how my apostle, my first lady, throughout the time that I have been under them, how they could just turn the other cheek and still feed those that might have hurt them or still help those that might be in the need of clothes or pray for those that may be on a sick bed. I couldn't see it because I was still holding in unforgiveness, waiting for somebody to come and tell me, please forgive me. But that's not what God wants. He don't want us to hold those people down. He don't want us to be in a place. We cannot make that error. That's an error. That's an erroneous way of thinking. That's not a way that God thinks. And you and I know that because we were sinners. We were wretched. We were whatever you were. And some of us may still be. And guess what? We're here with new mercy. He's still granting you the same opportunity. Like Minister Shakita say, you got to get into a personal, an intimate, not just a personal, an intimate relationship with God to understand what he is doing at this time. God is trying to move us on, people. He's trying to move us on. We done been in the same place a bit too long. He's trying to move us on. He want us to even through the pandemic, even through this new strand, this Delta, whatever else is going on, kids are dying because of the vaccine. He still want us to move on. He still want us to be in a blessed place. And then this is why he's teaching the way that he's teaching now, because he still wants us to be in a blessed place. See, people like to give Satan credit, but when you sit and see what God is doing in your life, then Satan, you will realize Satan ain't did nothing if you're in that personal relationship with God. If you're in the will of God, it's from you talking to him. It's from you just praying and doing the things that you're supposed to do. See, for us to have, I'm going to say this. Having mercy is a way of life, and I just inherited it. I inherited it. It's now of my life to know that I can't sit back and just be looking at you and having all type of evil thoughts, or when I get around you, all type of old different things come out of the race. I'm not too ashamed to tell y'all. I had to go in my secret place. I had to go into my closet, and I had to ask God to sit and allow my flesh, put my flesh under subjection, Father God. I don't care how long I got to lay here before you tonight. I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care what's going on, Lord, but I need it to be moved now. I need a purging. See, I went and tried to ask him to give me a purging, and I tarried and I tarried and I tarried until God, I received a verbal deliverance. But see, it ain't nothing like when you receive that purging and you can move on. Now, when I sit and say that God grants me new mercies every day, I can say it without being a hypocrite. I can say it knowing that I now have a clean heart, with knowing that my mind has been renewed. But see, it comes from teaching. It comes from knowing and being able to hear your shepherd's voice. I'm going to say it again. It comes from knowing and being able to hear your shepherd's voice. It comes from taking all that clutter, all that mess up out the way, and understanding that this is God's timing. It don't have nothing to do with you. See, one thing I know about God is that I know that he's faithful. So because he's faithful to me, I got to learn to be faithful to him. So that's where my walk is right now, to make sure that I'm faithful to my Father who art in heaven, because he is so faithful to me that over and over, day after day, he continues to do what? Give me new mercy. And he's not a respecter of person. He's doing it for everybody that is in a place where they're ready to call out and say, this is what I need. It ain't what you want. I'm going to tell you this because it's not an easy process. It's not easy sometimes when God has to let you identify some things and you sit and say, God, why are you saying this to me, or why am I going through this? Because I'm the victim. But then you know what the Holy Spirit had to tell me on Sunday? Why not? Why won't I pull you out of it? Because I love you. Because I need you to be able to bring the true and unadulterated word to my people. I don't need you to give them half-hearted stuff. I don't need you to get up there and give a rehearsal. I need what you say. Ha, hallelujah. Ha, to be pure and gentle and genuine. That's what the Holy Spirit let me know. On today, my words are pure. Hey, Lord Jesus, pure and genuine, because of my deliverance, I'm not selfish. I want somebody else to be in the same place that I'm in today. I want somebody else to know that God loves them unconditionally. I want somebody else to know that he's faithful and true and genuine to you. I want somebody else to know that to love God is to obey his commandments. So when you loving God to obey his commandments, you're going to go through some hard times. You're going to go through the water. You're going to go through the fire. You're going to go through different things. And when you're going through those things, that rod of correction, when you're in that fire, you're getting that purification. If you notice, when you come out, you don't even have a stench, a smell of the fire. When you're in that deep water, you might go under and keep going under, but you don't have to receive the CPR because the water didn't overtake you. It did not get into your lungs. Hear what I'm saying this morning. When you out there in that hot desert all by yourself and you thirsty, see these different mirages, and it's just what it is, a mirage. But God is giving you that water to keep you moving. We need to keep moving, saints. That's why God grants us new mercies. That's why he grants us new mercies. And I want everybody on today to be in a place where they're able to identify and understand what those new mercies are. So you have, if you have unforgiveness in your heart right now, I want you to sit and say, Father, please take it away. And if you're not sure, I want you to ask God, show me, Lord, if it's there and I'm not sure. Show me, Father God, if it's there and I don't know. Show me, Father God. Let me know, Lord. Let me know, because I want to be in a place where I can identify the new mercies. I decree and declare on today that each and every person that's in a place where they are uncertain, or they're not sure as to what is going on, but they know that they are not moving. They know that the blessings that they have prayed for are not being answered. Their prayers are still somewhere out there, and they have not manifested. To identify, to pray, to ask God to show them so you can move on. Those that have a problem with being merciful to other people because they're in a place of being a victim, let yourself know that Jesus already paid the cost for us. We're no victims. We're no victims. When he was nailed to the cross, he took everything. He took everything. Everything was wiped clean. He gave us a new slate. And this is why you and I have new mercies. Don't let today pass you, saints, without you recognizing what it is that you need to do. Don't just recognize it. Take action. Move forward and continue to move forward. And if you don't get the answer that you're looking for today, tomorrow when he grants you the new mercy, hallelujah, ask again. Continue to seek me first, the kingdom of God, to get what it is that you need. And when he shows you, don't ignore it. Don't back away from it because you don't want to go through the embarrassment. You don't want to go through the shame. Because one thing about God, God is an eraser. He erases different things. He forgives us. You're the one that walk around in the shame. I done been a lot of things, but on today, I'm not ashamed. ADM loves you. I pray, hallelujah, I pray that this message on today touch somebody. It helps deliver somebody, because some of us need healing. Some of us need finances. Some of us need a newness in our life, a new direction, and that's the direction of making Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Don't just sit back. Don't just stay in that place. No matter what you got to go through, no, you're not going through it alone. The Word of God says that he would never leave you nor forsake you, and you don't have to be fearful because he is your protector. Just put yourself in a place where you are ready to move on. ADM loves you, but know that God loves you best. I know that we have Bible study. We have our Bible study, our Bible teaching tonight. Come on in. Join in. Because when I sit and tell you that the Spirit of the Lord, he is definitely, the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. It is just what it is. The Holy Spirit is moving in a mighty way. And for those that want to move with him, for those that are ready for a release, for those that are ready, that has an expectation that the blessings of the Lord are getting ready to fall upon them, you need to be a part of the teaching. And the number is, for those that may not have it, it's area code 385-799-9620. Again, that's 385-799-9620. And the teaching starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call somebody. Let them know God is moving. Again, we want you all to have a glorious day in the Lord. It is terrific Tuesday. Go out and do something so terrific. Go out and just let somebody know who Jesus is. Let them know through your actions. Let them know through your praise. Let them just know that he is our everything. and that we are so grateful to be a part. We are grateful to be in the kingdom of the Lord. But most of all, you need to check yourself. Check yourself and get into a place where you're ready to allow God to move you into his direction, not your direction, but into his direction. We'll see you tonight. If not, we'll see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God loves you. Have a great day.